Today's spotlight athlete is senior Christian Ehrgenbreit from Newton. Christian, thanks for spending some time with us.
Yep, no problem.
Now, you play three sports, right, at Newton High School?
Yep, basketball, football, and track.
Track was pretty successful for you this spring. Sprint medley championship for you and three of your football teammates. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that.
So we knew all year, because last year we went to state track, and we knew all year that we had a good chance at winning it. And we all worked hard on it and made it come together for the state meet. And we knew that there were some faster 400 runners than Caden, but we knew Caden had it. And as long as we got it to him ahead, we got it to him in the lead, he just carried it home.
What leg did you run?
I ran the 200.
Okay, Nick Thomason and Riley Treese and Caden and yourself, sprint medley championship. Mm-hmm. And then your home opener here against Dallas Center Grimes. You had a 98-yard touchdown. Is that got to be the longest touchdown of your career?
Probably. Yeah. I hope it is, because I was really tired after that.
Little winded at the end of that one, huh?
I haven't ran that far in a while. Oh, I had to take the next drive off.
Okay. Now, that play, did you have the option of handing it off, or were you supposed to keep it all along?
No.
Let's tell people maybe you're not aware of it. It was a fake reverse on a kickoff return.
I was supposed to keep it the whole time, but they told me put it on my left, put it on my back hip, and then just hold it there. And then I watched the defense go the other way and then take off.
And it was clear sailing down the sidelines, right?
Yep, except for the kicker. Kicker was there, but he's a kicker.
He's a kicker. And I imagine, could you hear your teammates? Because you went right down in front of the sideline, right in front of them all the way down.
Yeah, I heard them as soon as I started running, because they knew it was open. They knew it was going to go far.
Last year, you played quite a bit more on offense than you did defense. Last year, you had 12 rushes for 42 yards, about 3.5-yard average, and you also caught 6 passes. This year, it looks like you're going to be playing more defense.
Well, I came into here thinking I was going to play offense and defense, but then we got enough guys playing offense. We got depth at my position, so I can just sit at defense now, focus on that, because I've never really played corner, so just focus on getting better at corner.
So what do you like about playing football? Or maybe let me phrase it this way. Which sport do you like the best?
Sport that I like the best? Definitely not track. I did not like
I ran running. Track, too. Yeah. I understand that. I was a half mile.
But it's really close between basketball and football. I think when it becomes football season, football is my favorite. Then when it becomes basketball season, basketball is my favorite. It just depends. I like watching basketball more than football. But football, I like the games a lot more. The games are fun.
A little more, you have more teammates, a little more camaraderie probably in football.
A lot more team chemistry in football. I like that part.
As far as plans after graduation, you are a senior. Yeah. What role does sports play in your decision of what you're going to do after you graduate?
So coming into senior year, I wasn't thinking about playing football at all, more track. Then I thought about it more. I was like, I don't really want to do track for 4 more years, so I opened it back up to football, and now I'm thinking about football more in college.
Okay. You got a tough schedule. You guys are in a tough district.
Yeah, we are.
I tell you, you look at the top 10, you got Gilbert up there, ADM, which you just played already. You got Pella.
Yeah.
You got some tough games coming up.
We do. Well, Gilbert played a close one with DCG, so we're hoping we're going to catch Gilbert on their game. And going to Pella, two-game winning streak against them. Last 2 years, we're going to make it 3.
I know they'll be waiting for you, though.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, so you'll have to watch that. That'll be at Central College. That'll be neat playing there. What did you think of the strobe lights? Last question. The strobe lights at the home opener.
Yeah, those strobe lights were really cool, especially after every touchdown and every point we scored. They were going off. They were getting the crowd hyped. And I saw that they were painting the crowd like, putting a red light on the crowd. That one looked really cool, too.
All right. Well, hey, that's Christian Ehrgenbreit, new football player, joining us on today's Spotlight Athlete. Thanks a lot, Christian, for your time.
Yep, no problem. Thanks for having me.